We are at the IBSA World Games 2023. Ed Halstead has joined us. We are at the powerlifting here. Ed, thanks for chatting with us. So what's your job going to be here today and throughout the tournament itself?
Well, today specifically we're looking after the warm-up area. People will be coming down to actually train, use the warm-up areas as training facility. But my role also, when the competition starts, I will be one of the referees.
So what happens in powerlifting? Are there sort of different grades? Is it a point system and things like that? How does it all work?
No, it's all down to weight lifted. There's 10 different bodyweight categories. So each lifter, there's not a light lifter lifting against a heavy lifter. And there are three movements. There's the squat, the bench press and the deadlift, and the best of each movement is added together to make a final total, and the person with the largest total wins.
Okay, suppose that. So what you mentioned, the three different styles there, so mm-hmm. What differentiates them, what are the different techniques for those?
So there are the three, what they used to be called, the strength movements, and they are starting off with a squat. The bar is listed on a rack. When the lifters weigh in, they go to the rack and they take the rack height. There's numbers on there. And so the bar is at their height. It's loaded. The lifter is called. They come onto the platform, put the bar onto the back of the shoulders, and they squat down and the hips have to come down to the level of the knee. If they're above that, it's a no lift. Anything parallel or below, and then back up again, is a good lift. Then the framework is altered to add the bench, and again, this has a rack height number. So again, at the weigh-in, they get that rack height number. And then the lifter is called, they come onto the bench, they lay themselves down. The loaders would help the bar, or the coach helps the bar onto the lifter. The lifter then brings the bar down to the chest and then pushes back out to finalise the lift. The referee calls it back onto the racking, so that goes on there. And then the judges, the three judges judge accordingly. And then the deadlift, the final lift, that's the bar that's freely sat on the platform, and the lifter comes in. There's two different styles. There's just a normal hip width part. The lifter starts with, or what's called the sumo, which is where the feet are as wide as they can legally. And the bar is lifted from the floor straight up to the hips. Then the referee gives the down signal. Now they're not allowed to drop it. If they drop it, it's a no lift, so they have to place it back onto the platform. And again, the highest of each discipline is added together to make the final total, and the lifter with the highest total wins the gold.
Okay. What sort of weights are we talking about here?
Ooh, yeah, no, well, you see, with it being a basic move, and it's, I'm not being disrespectful, the very basic movements, and for this reason, they can lift a lot of weight. So we have some of the light lifters that I've seen, and they're maybe in the 52 kilo class, and they might be squatting three times their body weight. They might be benching double the body weight and deadlifting three times the body weight. So that's quite common. And even the bigger guys, you know, somebody who weighs 100 kilo might be squatting 300 kilos. So they're very, very strong people, and they're lifting very heavy weights.
Oh, indeed. So I know an important job for yourself, of course, being referee. I mean, can there be much in, you know, a good lift and perhaps a fail? Is it quite close?
It's very close, yes. I mean, each discipline does have their own rules, and to say that, you know, they're described as being the basic strong style, strongman style sort of movements, they still have lots of technical rules in there. The squat, for example, which I gave earlier, the hips have to be level with the knees at least. If they're above that, then it's a no lift. The lifter will take the bar off the racking, and the centre referee would give the command squat. If they go before, that's a no lift. They have to wait for the command. If they come but stand up and just step towards the racking before the referee says rack, so no lift. For the bench, there's all kinds. It's got to come down from the arms like lock. It's got to come down to the chest evenly. It's got to be pressed out evenly. It can't go backwards, forwards, angle at this, angle at that. So it's got to come up straight. If the bar touches the framework, it's a no lift. If the bum lifts off the bench, because you've got to have the bum and the shoulders on touching the bench, if the hips rise off, that's a no lift. If the foot moves, that's a no lift. So that's on the bench press. And then on the deadlift, if the bar, while is being lifted, stops any part on the thigh or the legs anywhere, that's a no lift. If they don't stand up straight, finishing the lift, that's a no lift. And if they release the bar after standing up with it, that's a no lift. So there's a couple of things like that that referees are looking out for.
I mean, you think it's just lifting weights, but it sounds so technical. There's a lot finite.
There is, yeah. There's a lot going on to say that they're, the movements are as they are. They've still got to look out for. Everything has to be done still correctly, you know.
Mm. Well, Ed, thanks very much for chatting with us, and good luck with the tournament.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.